Have you ever been tempted to put God to the test? You know, you're going through a rough patch, so you throw the gauntlet down at his feet. Well, Lord, if you really love me, now's the time to show it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. From our standpoint, the logic's flawless. God loves me, I'm hurting, so he should stump up to fix things to end my suffering. In fact, Lord, I'm going to set things up so that if you don't show up, I'll totally crash and burn. Makes sense, right? When Jesus was suffering in the wilderness, oddly, the devil came along and tempted him to do just that, to put God to the test. That has to be a warning light, right? If the devil tempts you to do something, by its very definition, it has to be wrong. Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 to 7. Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." So why shouldn't we put God to the test? Because he invariably has a hidden purpose behind our suffering, either doing something in us or for other people, something that's not immediately obvious. What an affront to his sovereignty for us to demand that he change course, that he abandon his greater purpose for our comfort and our convenience. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. That's his word, fresh for you today. Everything changes, doesn't it, when we look at things through God's eyes? That different perspective truly is life-changing, which is why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.